The government's objectives. 15 objectives have been developed for the New Zealand Disability Strategy. Objective 1, encourage and educate for a non-disabling society. Encourage the emergence of a non-disabling society that respects and highly values the lives of disabled people and supports inclusive communities. Objective 2, ensure rights for disabled people. Uphold and promote the rights of disabled people. Objective 3, provide the best education for disabled people. Improve education so that all children, youth and adult learners will have equal opportunities to learn and develop in their local, regular educational centres. Objective 4, provide opportunities in employment and economic development for disabled people. Enable disabled people to work in the open labour market in accordance with human rights principles and maintain an adequate income. Objective 5, foster leadership by disabled people. Acknowledge the experience of disability as a form of specialised knowledge and strengthen the leadership of disabled people. Objective 6, foster an aware and responsive public service. Ensure that government agencies, publicly funded services, and publicly accountable bodies, such as territorial authorities, are aware of and responsive to disabled people. Objective 7, create long-term support systems centred on the individual. Create a quality assessment and service delivery system that is centred on disabled people, ensures their participation in assessment and service delivery, has invisible borders, and is easy to access. Objective 8, support quality living in the community for disabled people. Provide opportunities for disabled people to have their own homes and lives in the community. Objective 9, support lifestyle choices, recreation and culture for disabled people. Create and support lifestyle choices for disabled people within the community and promote access to recreation and cultural opportunities. Objective 10, collect and use relevant information about disabled people and disability issues. Improve the quality of relevant disability information collected, analysed and used, including regular national surveys of activity limitation. Objective 11, promote participation of disabled Māori. Promote opportunities for disabled Māori to participate in their communities and access disability services. Disabled Māori should receive an equitable level of resource that is delivered in a culturally appropriate way. Objective 12, promote participation of disabled Pacific peoples. Promote opportunities for disabled Pacific peoples to participate in their communities and access disability services. Disabled Pacific peoples should receive an equitable level of resource that is delivered in a culturally appropriate way. Objective 13, enable disabled children and youth to lead full and active lives. Disabled children and youth should enjoy full and active lives in conditions that prepare them for adulthood and which ensure their dignity, affirm their right to a good future and to participate in education, relationships, leisure, work and political processes, recognise their emerging identities as individuals and reinforce their sense of self, promote self-reliance, recognise their important links with family, friends and school, facilitate their active participation in the community. See footnote 1, developed from Article 23 of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. Returning to the text. Objective 14, promote participation of disabled women in order to improve their quality of life. Improve opportunities for disabled women to participate in their communities, access appropriate disability services, and improve their quality of life. Objective 15, value families, whānau, and people providing ongoing support. acknowledge and support the roles, responsibilities and issues facing family, whānau and those who support disabled people.